Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Got a light episode for you today. There are no special guests, no guest features, no amazing people doing amazing things with their amazing abilities. Just an amazing host hosting an amazing show, all by their lonesome. I wanted to do the show alone today. I wanted to kind of bring it back, back to basics, back to me. Not that I'm a basic bitch, but I wanted to share some of my stories with you, my own personal stories that have been going on for the last couple of months, let you know where I'm at in life and where I'm at in my path or with my path. And kind of, you know, and I also wanted to go over the last six episodes. I know it's not 200 episodes, but I am so proud and so grateful for this show. I mean, this coming from someone that was so hesitant and so scared and so nervous to put it out, that I'm so fucking glad that I listened to Jay and I listened to everybody else, all my good friends supporting me, especially the listeners supporting me and telling me to go out there and do it. Thank you so much. Again, this is my baby. This is something that I look forward to every Thursday. Well, actually every Wednesday, my ass is fucking around preparing for it, editing shit out, putting the final touches on things, bleeds all the way into Thursday morning at 5 a.m. where I'm on social media blasting it, telling people, listen to the new episode. Today's episode features so-and-so. It's my baby. It's my project. I am so happy to be doing it. I'm going to nurture the fuck out of this. I want it to be bigger and better than anything out there right now. Definitely have big plans for the show, especially when it comes to guests and things that we're going to be talking about. I want to get out of the zone of, you know, what everybody's hearing now. So thank you so much for riding along and supporting me and supporting the show. But yeah, I wanted to go over the last six episodes, talk about where I'm at with my life, also talk about some emails that I received. I put the word out there on Instagram and I asked people what their thoughts were on past life energy and past lives in general. Fucking A, you would not believe the responses that we received when it came to that question. So I definitely want to go over some of those emails. Another big thing that comes into play, and I just dropped this episode last week, was Bruna Nesif's episode, author of Let That Shit Go and The Problem with Dating. We talked about a little bit about my love life and where I'm at with it. Got so many questions, so many people writing in, wanting to know more. I'm definitely going to discuss that. But I want to go over the last six episodes really, really fast here, kind of give a quick rundown, and then get into all the juicy stuff. So let's do this. The first episode, obviously, was my intro episode. That was Jay and I talking about us, talking about our plans for the show, where we're at in life. Also, our relationship and how we met each other. Interestingly enough, Jay was nervous doing the show. And, not nervous. He was like, you know, this is your show. It should be about you. But I needed someone to co-host with me. I felt like I needed, you know, someone there by my side to banter back and forth with. People dug the fuck out of that episode. They were cracking up when it came to Jay. I mean, everybody hears about Jay all the time. He's with me in every fucking podcast that I go to, every appearance, every event. He's always there, but nobody ever has the opportunity to listen to him, hear him, and to hear that he actually has a great personality and he's actually very funny. So to read the comments that I was getting in regards to that episode, I was cracking up and I would bring it to Jay and I was like, you know, people like you for some crazy reason. They fuck with you. And he was all surprised and he was happy. That made his day. But yeah, that episode was a good episode because it drew a line in the sand when it came to certain things. And I also set boundaries on shit that I was that I would put up with and things that I was not going to put up with. But yeah, I love that episode. It was raw to me. It was good for me to hear back. I tell this on every podcast that I don't like to hear my own voice, and I sometimes don't listen to the shows that I'm on because the sound of my voice just makes me cringe. This time it's different. I'm not feeling myself, but I like that episode and like the way that it came across here. So yeah, that was the first episode, Jay and me. The second episode was a personal episode to me because of the person that was on it, and that was Heather. Heather, I met in Oregon about 6 years ago, and we clicked. We became really good friends. I consider her my sister, my soulmate, my best friend. it was obviously a no-brainer to have her on the show. I definitely wanted to showcase her as a person, her artistic ability, but also her intuitive ability. Before we did the show, actually, Heather flew out from Oregon to LA to come spend the weekend with us and also to record the show. And we're sitting in the living room or the kitchen of my house, and we're getting ready to record the episode. Excuse me. Heather has butterflies. She's a little nervous when it comes to the show because she's never done this before. I was telling her and Jay, I think it's going to be an amazing episode because, as I told you before, I find it hard to believe that you're the only one that possesses this type of ability. Not to take the credit away from her or to take the to demean the ability in any fucking way, but I felt like it was going to open eyes to people that are out there and ears to people that are out there when it came to hearing about that ability, because it's such a unique ability to be able to get signs and symbols off of fruits, vegetables, plants, and basically nature. Blew my fucking mind. I thought it was a little cheesy at first, I'm not gonna lie, because of the way that she would describe certain things, but my guides, for whatever reason, were fucking with it and loved it, and they incorporated it into my thought process. I was picking up hits off of Heather, so when she came on and talked about, you know, our early days coming up and how we met in her life, you know, being a mother of two, being a wife, being an artist, you know, having all these, you know, just having a, I don't want to say a normal basic life, but I mean, you know, your everyday life, and to have this unique ability and to be able to follow it and listen to it really blew people away. I had so many people writing and talking about Heather's ability and saying that it was finally good to hear somebody else possess that type of ability because they thought they were weird. I sent Heather those emails and forwarded them to her so she could see for herself, just to, you know, to give her the reassurance and the confirmation that it was a great episode. I fuck around notoriously when it comes to her feet, and I always think that she has big feet even though she doesn't. This time her head was actually bigger than her feet. She loved it and I loved it. It was so great to see, you know, to hear her be so happy about it and, you know, to you know, confirm what it was that I was feeling. So shout out to you, Heather. Love you. Can't wait to see you again. She's going to be out this December. I think her and the fam are going to be going to LA, or no, going to be going to Disneyland. So I'm definitely going to spend time with her, her kids, and her husband. Maybe have all four of them on the show. So who knows? But shout out to you, Heather. Love you. Miss you. Can't wait to hang out. My third episode was with one of my favorite astrologers, which is Michelle Prentice. Michelle, in her no bullshit attitude and just her charming personality, I can fuck with for days, years, months, whatever. And she's just an amazing person. It was so good and so refreshing to have an astrologer on the show and talk about astrology, not just horoscopes. I get a lot of shit from friends of mine that when it comes to astrology, you know, you can't tell me that every Virgo is the same or every Pisces is the same, you know, blah, blah, blah. They literally take the horoscopes that you find in the newspapers as being astrology. And it's so much more than that. It's so much, there's so much more energy. It's so much more in depth. There's so many more aspects to just your sun sign. Michelle was able to come on the show and break it down in a very modern, a very up to date type of way. Not scientific-y, not falling asleep, snoozing, incorporated her personality, her charisma, her charm, her just the comedy out of her fucking mouth when it came to her on the show. It was just amazing. People really resonated with her. I got a lot of emails in regards to Michelle, people telling me that as soon as they heard her episode, they immediately signed up for readings with her. I responded back to those emails and asked that they hit me up when they're done with their reading to let me know how it went. And every one of those people responded back and said they had an amazing reading from Michelle and were so grateful that I introduced her on the podcast to them. I'd love to be the one to take the credit for that, but that was not me. I was actually introduced to Michelle by two really good friends of mine, Brandy and Darnell of Bubbles and Bitches. So shout out to you guys for introducing me to her, which in return allowed me to introduce Michelle to you guys. So yeah, can't wait to do more with her. I'm supposed to be heading out to visit her up in Vegas this month. So be on standby for some really funny shit. I want to re-record, not re-record, but I want to record with her and have another episode with her on it. So look out for that. The fourth episode was with one of my really good friends, someone that I fuck with big time. I love this woman. I love her energy. I love how she presents herself. I love her realness. I love her rawness. just where she's headed in life, and just, you know, makes no excuses for who she is. This is hip-hop's own, a hip-hop royalty, Marissa Mendez. That episode, I wanted to do so much more, I'm not going to lie, but I wanted to hold back a little bit. I want to have her back on for another episode that I plan on doing, which is one of my favorite topics in the whole wide world, which is sex. Definitely want Marissa to come on and talk about her sexual escapades more than she already did on episode 4. You know, get down to the nitty gritty of shit, hear all the soppy, wet, juicy details. But yeah, it was amazing to have her on. So amazing to hear her come up. How she started, the people that she met, which is one of my favorite people too, Karen Civil, hip-hop's own Karen Civil. Hearing how they met at a Dipset signing in Harlem blew me away. And they are still very good friends to this day. I actually met Karen through Marissa, and love Karen. She's just a phenomenal presence. She's doing her thing. Shout out to Karen. It was just so good to hear, or just so intriguing and interesting to hear Marissa's come up in her early days, helping some of today's biggest artists with their careers, such as like French Montana, Dipset, that ungrateful and at times tacky Nicki Minaj. I mean, it didn't surprise me when Marissa had mentioned that she helped Nicki out, you know, got her all this stuff, got her all these interviews, and, you know, kind of put her out there and was doing shit for her, and say, oh, there goes my stalker. Doesn't surprise me in the least. This is from a woman who kind of separates herself from other women and doesn't want to participate. I'm not saying you have to always be a team player, but show your support, because you're not the first to do it and you won't be the last. And one of these days, someone's going to come in just like now and knock you out of your fucking seat the way that you knocked other people out. So karma's a motherfucker. Get right with yourself. Get right with people. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on her. I'll dedicate an episode to trashing her in the future. But yeah, it was amazing to hear Marissa, especially the sex talk and just our conversations, and just love her. This is somebody that I support. I see her doing bigger and better things with her life, and especially when it comes to her career. So can't wait to like I said on the episode, to hang out with her in her pool, in her new house, fucking, you know, enjoying our lives. Shout out to you, Marissa. Can't wait to have you back on, and I can't wait to be on your podcast, Marissa Explains It All. So shout out to you. Love you. Fifth episode, Nikki Garcia of Her Own Lane. Nikki is a really good friend of mine. This is someone that inspires the living shit out of me. Her energy is so fucking contagious when you're around her. You cannot help but feel positive and feel good. Just when she speaks to you, she really, really speaks to you. Her eyes light up. I just love everything about her. She holds me accountable for everything. I cannot get away with excuses when it comes to her. She definitely is somebody that I go to when it comes to my career, when it comes to thinking outside the box. Sometimes I can get stuck in my own zone, or can be resistant to change when it comes to certain things and, you know, putting myself out there. Always go to Nikki for advice. You know, she's always there to be of support to me. Love what she's doing. Love the fact that she's a woman in power, that she's Latina, that she never hears the word no or sees the word no. This is someone that goes after what she wants. She sets her mind to it and kills it, gets it. So shout out to you, Nikki. Definitely going to be doing bigger and better things with you as well. Love you so much. The sixth episode was with another good friend of mine who actually introduced me to Nikki, which is Bruna Nesif. This girl, I'm not going to lie, when it came to her episode, we recorded it. We recorded it at her house. Jay and I went over there. And after it was all said and done, you know, we recorded the episode. We had dinner. We hung out for a little bit. And after, you know, we were walking back to the car, Jay had asked, how do you feel about it? And I'm not going to lie. I said, I don't know. I don't think I like it. And he was like, why? And I said, I felt like it wasn't an interview. I felt like I was all over the place. I don't remember half the shit that I was saying. I just felt like I was in a different zone or something. And he said, I thought it was good. He's like, you should listen to it. So it took me a couple of days. I didn't want to. I was like, oh God, if it sucks, you know, what am I going to do? Boy, was I fucking wrong. I am wrong. I was so wrong. I put that episode on and fell in love with it. I fell in love with it so much that I listened to it damn near every day, at least 2 or 3 times a fucking day. I am not lying. During that time period was such an intense time for me personally. So much shit was going on. There was a loss. There was just all these changes taking place. I was, losing people left and right, which, you know, when I say losing people, not to death, only one person to death. I'll get to that in a second, but just closing doors and having people fall off and having to, let certain relationships go with people, and just me as a person, the feelings that I was getting, the hits that I was getting, the transformation, the evolving that I was going through both mentally and physically, it was a very, very difficult time. This all started actually before I recorded our very first episode, which was at the beginning of August. So it bled into this episode with Bruna. And after listening to it, I fell in love with it. The reason when I had told Jay, I felt like I was all over the place. I just didn't feel like it was an interview. That was because I was so comfortable with her. That episode literally reminded me of somebody putting a microphone there without us even knowing it and hearing us talk, because that is Bruna and I on a daily basis when we talk. We are so comfortable with each other. We're so down to earth when it comes to it, and just so honest and open with each other. It really resonated in that episode, and I got so many women reaching out and saying that they're riding that Bruna wave. They are with Bruna 100%. I got asked questions about my own personal love life. And you know, what I revealed on the show there, it just was, I loved it. I cannot say enough about it. I love all my episodes, but having that one with Bruna, again, it was very therapeutic for me in so many other ways, not on a business, you know, level because of the podcast, but on a personal level. And I cried my eyes out to that episode. I healed from that episode. I got to hear the pain in my voice and what it was that I was going through at the time. And I'm being such a queer right now, and I'm trying hard not to cry, but it was very therapeutic and very emotional for me. I'm not going to lie. It was just, it really healed. I took Bruna and I rode together to Nikki's event for her own lane. And we actually heard the episode on the way over there. And we were laughing, just having a good time with it. As I was listening to it over and over again, I kept finding the little giggles that I would have. And to you guys, since you're not there, you can't see or understand why I'm giggling when I'm asking certain questions. It's just the energy that Bruna and I have together. It's a very funny energy. We usually talk with our eyes. And during that episode, Bruna was killing me with her eye game. Not in a sexual way, in a very comedy type way. And I love her for that. So that episode to me was so much more than just two friends talking about relationships. And what we're going through and what we've been through. On the back end of it, it was therapy for me. Because again, what I was going through and what I'm still going through is very raw. It's very emotional. It's very difficult at times. And that episode really helped me out. So big love, big hugs to you, Bruna. You're an amazing soul. I have nothing but nice things to say about you. So I love you, girl. Now, pushing it into the future, pushing it to where it's at now, into the present. As I mentioned with Bruna's episode, so much is going on with me on a personal level. So many doors have been closed that needed to be closed have finally been closed. I'm at peace with my relationships with people, even family members, especially when it comes to family. I had mentioned that 4 years ago, I decided to drop my family and to just move forward on my own here. There were so many things that were holding me back when it came to family, so many things that I was putting up with that I shouldn't have put up with, and just came to the realization that I can't change them. I can no longer, you know, put myself out there and get my teeth kicked in for caring and caring to a fault. So I decided that if I can't change them and I can't change the relationship, then I can change myself. There is no hate there. There is no bad feelings toward it. I have moved on from it. I honestly, when I say that I have, I really have. That's not a door that I would open up again. I made my peace with it, got confirmation from my guides and people in my family that have passed over that decided to come and visit me during this time that I was letting go and to let me know that it was okay. So I'm good with it. I again, there is no bad feeling. It's not like I hate anybody or wish them bad there. I just don't have any feeling. That is just something that I'm not going to revisit again. Where I'm at today and when it comes to family, the family that I fuck with is my own personal family, which is, you know, my kids and Jay, which I consider my brother, Heather, which I consider my sister. I have everybody that I need in my life now when it comes to family, my dad, But there was, you know, two extra people that needed to be dropped off for right now, that I had to close doors on. It was so brutally painful to do it. But it had to be done. It wasn't something that I did. I still to this day don't know what the fuck, but, it needed to be done. Those relationships there were the hardest for me. I was crying. I felt like part of me died, which it did. My guides had told me that there is no excuse. There literally are no more distractions for you. There is no more of your past to hold on to other than your memories. And even when it comes to the memories, you guys, for whatever fucking reason, as I stated before, when it came to doing this podcast, I was so nervous and so hesitant to do it and so against it. But when it came to that first episode and me being Chris and wanting to tap into, well, what's the energy? What's the vibe like? What am I getting? Every time I wanted to think negatively about the podcast and think, oh my God, you sound like a total queer on there. Maybe you sound too gay, blah, 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 you know, or you sound like you're trying too hard. I could not for the life of me tap into that negativity. It was being blocked. And the only way I can describe that, and I know it sounds cheesy, is having walls go up in my mind and having the negativity ping off of that. Like you can't tap in, you can't tap in, you can't tap in. So my guides were really, really strong and really firm in not allowing me to think negatively when it came to the podcast or my future. And to this day, that was what I dropped that episode, the first episode, the almost towards the end of August. And to this day, I still cannot think negatively about it. It's just not happening. So they really stepped in and they were like, from this point forward, this is what you're going to do here. We're changing the energy for you. I love it. But at the same time, I feel like I'm being rushed a little bit by them. And I know this, I know my guides like the back of my hand. I know their energy. I know how they work with me. And this needs to be done. The worst fucking thing I can do right now is to go kicking and screaming, to drag my feet, to bitch and complain along the way. I never, ever, ever deny myself the opportunity to grieve. But just like how I tell other people, it's cool to sit on your pity pot for about 2 days. Then it's time to get the fuck up. My guides definitely hold me accountable for that. That is more along the lines of sit on your pity pot for a day. You have all this day to grieve, to piss and moan, do what you need to do. And then tomorrow it's back on the horse. And that's what's been going on here. So as all these relationships are fading, as my soul, my being is starting to evolve and is starting to transform and starting to align with my truer self here, it is scary and it feels raw and it feels so exposed and it feels open, but at the same time, it's exciting. I am finally ready to stop being a stubborn Taurus and let my past go and not look back at it and to move forward without any restrictions, without any fear, without any hesitation, and really go and do me, really light up the path that I'm on and, you know, just do me and come into who I'm supposed to be. It's not an easy thing. Change is never easy for anybody. You don't have to be a Taurus for you not to like change. It's just, it's hard for everybody. And again, I am no different. I am still human at the end of the day. I still struggle with shit. And this is something I've been struggling with. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not looking for a pity party here or for people to say, oh, Chris, and I never, ever, ever make light of suicide ever. But the last 2 months, a bitch was seriously considering it. I was really, really thinking about just letting go and got tired of fighting and tired of the pain, the hurt, the lessons. As I mentioned on Bruna's episode, her and I both learn through pain. We have to go through it. The reason that being is because we have to tell people how it feels. We have to feel it. And I got tired of feeling it. I'm not going to lie. Especially in August, everything that could possibly go wrong, that could go wrong, went wrong. I was so fucking irritated. It was just a bad time for me. And I was just like, I'm done. I don't want to go any further with this. My guides jumped in and they were like, but you have, you know, so many positive things to look forward to. You know, they start putting things in my head and really, I'm not shitting on my guides and I'm not trying to be funny here, but I felt that they felt that I was at a low point for sure. And I always tell people, I never really hear them speak to me. It's always a thought or an impression placed in my mind for me to go off of. And this time, I mentioned this on Bruna's episode. I was waking up. It was the in-between time. It was half awake and half asleep. And that's usually when the medium side starts to kick in. That's when ghosts or spirits or entities want to make contact with me. That's when a person's at their most vulnerable. But this time it was different. This wasn't a ghost. This wasn't a spirit. This wasn't an entity. This was one of my guides. And I felt like it was a masculine energy. And literally felt him rubbing my side. I felt the heat of the hand, the warmth, the caring energy, and telling me that I'm doing such a great job, but I know that I could do better, and I know that it's hard, but I gotta keep going here. I gotta learn how to let go, and things are only gonna get better. I know that sounds cheesy and maybe a little bit made up, but it's true. And I felt like he was trying to connect with me to let me know that things were gonna be okay, and that to trust in the process. And obviously was worried that I was going to do something to myself, which I would never do. I am not, again, not taking suicide lightly, but I am not someone that would go out that way or to give up like that. So it was just my mindset at the time in the low energy and the low way of thinking. But my guide came in, one of my guides came in and was, you know, making me feel comfortable. This also happened yesterday. I was taking a nap. Jay and I had a little bit of a blowout when it came to work. I can get very passionate in my speech and my approach sometimes, and Jay could be a little bit passive and not so heated when he speaks, or so animated or so energized when he speaks. That's him. And, you know, things kind of came to a head, and we had a little bit of a disagreement, and I went to go upstairs. I went upstairs to take a nap, and there goes the in-between again. And this time it was different. I felt the energy of my guides, and I was crying. You know that you're hurting or you're in pain when your ass cries in your fucking sleep. I had cried in my sleep. I was taking a nap and I cried in my sleep, and I felt my guides talk to me again and tell me, I don't know what it was, but I laughed, and I actually felt a hand on my side again, but this time I saw color with it, and it warmed me up. I got goosebumps all over. God, I know it sounds so corny, but it happened. I had goosebumps all over, and I kept seeing orange and yellow. When the touch hit me, my whole body went into goosebumps, and I felt I saw in my eyes, yellow and orange, just like this bright color. It felt warm and it felt good, and I giggled for some reason. And I kind of heard, and it was very light, saying, "Do you feel better now?" Something along those lines. And I said yes, and then I woke up and went about my day. But I'm finding more and more, I know I said I'm all over the place, but I'm finding more and more that my guides are wanting to make contact with me a little bit more, especially now because of the road. It's all new. And I'm going to go over this real fast here. Because whenever I do readings with people, there's a whole point to this real fast. When I do readings for people and it comes to past life energy, which I'm going to get into right now, so many people have past life energy, and they also bring the lessons in from their past into this lifetime here. And some people, not everyone, completes their lessons in this lifetime, and they get to a point in their path or their road of life that's confusing to them. They get to that point, they're like, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go straight? Or do I go backwards? And that is because the soul has evolved so much that what you're doing from this point forward is brand new. You've never done this before. Everything's new and exciting. Everything, it's foreign to you. It's just a different feeling. That's when the clean slate comes in. That's where I bring up, okay, your guides clean the slate for you. Don't taint it with your old bullshit or old patterns. Definitely do not regress and go backwards. Keep moving forward, or veer off to a path that's more comfortable for you, or that's more in line with where it is that you see yourself going now that all the shit's gone. So that's where I'm at now, where, again, it's not a brand new path, but it's just a new way of thinking here. All the shit that was holding me back has fallen off, and my mindset's different, and I am human, so I want to go back, and I want to start reliving my past and thinking about shit, but that's not good. Move forward. You don't have to forget or hate your past, but you have to make peace with it. And that's what I'm learning to do, is making peace with my past here, moving forward in a very positive way, helping those along the way as well, especially when it comes to this type of conversation here. Again, new path, new way of thinking, new you. Don't fall backwards. Don't repeat old patterns. Move forward here. The possibilities are endless when it comes to you. Really, really take time to go within and figure yourself out and what it is that you want to do. Just like my girls, Nikki and Bruna, you put your fucking mind to shit. You manifest what it is that you want, and you bring it into reality here. That's all you. How can I say this without sounding corny? it's such an amazing feeling to have when there's no more weight. But yeah, I hope I got that point across here. I'm gonna go into past life energy here and answer the email that I got in regards to that. When it comes to past life energy, bleeds into this lifetime here. You're here to evolve. You're here to grow. You're here to transform the soul in you as a person, but mainly the soul. The soul needs to evolve. For whatever reason, you came back to complete or to achieve here. And not everybody does it, but those that do, find themselves in unfamiliar territory and don't know what to do. And as I said a second ago, do you. It's brand new. You can do whatever it is that you want to do here. Go after what it is that you truly want. Those of you that are struggling with your lessons here, your problem is just like mine, not being able to let go, not wanting to face the facts here, not wanting to clear the air, truly clear the air and grow here. There's too many fucking excuses as to why you can't do it. It's too hard. It's too depressing. It's too much. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I hate when people tell me that shit. You are so fearful and so down on yourself that you really don't want to invest that much time into yourself. And that bothers me because I'm always preaching this. Who matters more to you than you? If you have children or you're in a relationship, you have a husband, you have, really good family behind you or supporting you. Yes, you want to say that your family matters, your family matters, your kids matter. You obviously would put your kids before yourself, but your kids would not survive or not be here if it wasn't for you. They need you there. So again, as much as we want to put our kids in front and as much as we want to say that we care more about them than we care about ourselves, that's bullshit. You can say that till the cows come home. I don't give a fuck. You matter the most. And without you, there would be no them. So take the time to invest in yourself. Go within. Stop being such a fucking crybaby. Stop thinking that there's a magic fucking pill that's going to heal everything. I've yet to discover that motherfucker. And believe me, I've searched high and low for that piece of shit. It's nowhere to be found. It is all you. You make the most out of your life. You have the ability to turn shit into gold. Start investing time in yourself. Start going within. Start clearing your head. And if it's stuff that's too overwhelming to you because you're codependent in a relationship or you're a very passive person or whatever, step up. Step up and do something about it. But don't bitch and complain about it. That goes along with one of the posts that I had. It was a picture of the Matrix, the red and the green pill. Which one would you take? If you're so miserable and your life isn't any good and you don't know what to do and you're unhappy and you're depressed, figure it out. Really take the time. This is something that I preach all the time along the side of that magic pill. This is your way of thinking for so many years. Do you honestly think that your way of thinking is going to change overnight in a week, in 2 weeks, a month, or even a year for that matter? This is a thought process. This is changing what you once were into something brand new. You have to invest time and energy. You have to stick with it. You cannot give up when shit gets in your way because your guides and that fucking devil, that low down dirty motherfucker, every time that you're feeling good about yourself, every time that you've defeated something, that fucker will come in and test your strength. And believe me, I know him so fucking well that I could smell his ass a mile away. He will always throw a wrench in your way, throw a wrench in whatever it is that you're doing to see how you react to it. And I know it sounds funny to say that good and bad go hand in hand, but I really do feel that sometimes the good energy tells the bad energy. Let's kind of test them here and see where they're at when it comes to it. See how strong they really are. See if they're really living up to their words and what they're preaching. And again, nobody knows it better than I do. That is going to happen. It is up to you to decide whether or not you're going to let that fucker defeat you or you're going to kick him to the curb. And what you got to do is you got to kick that fucker to the curb. You got to stay strong in your beliefs. You got to stay strong in who you are and where you're at in life. And you got to be the one to pick yourself out of this hole. I can help guide. I can help mentor you. I can help, give you, I can provide insight to you, but I can't do this for you. I can tell you what's to come. I can't make you move. It's like that saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can never make that motherfucker drink it. That is all you. So step up to the plate, stick it out. Again, I am not comparing myself to anybody else and making light of their situation here, but I've had some of the hardest challenges in my life here. And again, as I just said a couple minutes ago, I wanted to give up. I wanted to let go. I didn't want to be here anymore. I literally got on my hands and knees and prayed to let me come home. What I mean by home is to go back to heaven or wherever it is that I can be at peace. I prayed for that to happen. And my guides were like, nope, nope, nope. You're stronger than that. You're better than that. And I'm like, I know, but sometimes it feels good to fall down. And again, there goes the pity part. That goes the pity pot for a day or two. I sat on that fucker for a day, got up, new headspace, new frame of mind, new way of thinking the next day, and got up and started walking again. You need to do that for yourself. You need to pick yourself up. Don't count on anybody else there to help you. They're not going to help you. They can give you well wishes and support you all the way there, but they are not going to walk along with you, and they are not going to hold you up and make you walk. You got to do it on your own. So if I don't have any excuses, neither should you. So again, with past life energy here, if you want to overcome a certain way of thinking, you want to overcome a certain lifestyle here or something that's been hindering you in this lifetime, make peace with it. Really, really dig deep and figure out what that shit is and let it go, because it really serves no purpose for you here. If you think about it, it's holding you back. It's a fear. It's a thought here. It doesn't have physical energy to hold you down and make you not move. That is all you. So again, who matters more, you or somebody else? And as much as you want to say somebody else because you're a caring person, I call bullshit on that. Care about yourself more. Put yourself first. There's nothing selfish in it. I hate when people say, you know, you should help your brother out or you should help your neighbor. That's fine and dandy, but I am not going to help you out if I can't even help myself out. There's no fucking way. So I know it sounds like I'm angry here, but I'm not. I'm just very passionate about this, and I want people to step up to the plate and do them. Let go. I have so many friends, so many people out there that are in codependent relationships that are finding it hard to let go of them in that person there. But my biggest question to them is, I mean, I don't, but I should, is to put them in front of a mirror. But since I don't have that mirror there, I ask them, do you like the way that you feel? Do you like the feeling of that snot falling out of your nose as you're crying to me right now? Do you like the way your energy is right now? And the answer is always no. Well, then what are you doing about it? How sick of it are you? At what point are you going to get up and actually do something about it and not let it consume you? And just that conversation alone, or those words that I choose to use, not to everybody, but a good majority of them, slaps the living shit out of them, and they are ready to make changes. Again, I'm not the end-all be-all when it comes to psychics, but I am someone that will not feed you bullshit, will not tell you what it is that you want to hear. I'm not going to be a cunt. I'm not going to be miserable during your reading here, but I will not baby you. I want you to excel. I want to motivate you. I want you to grow as a person here. That's all that I want. But again, it is up to you how you go about doing it. So that's my past life energy bleeding into this lifetime. I definitely have other stories when it comes to past life and people that I've read that had just amazing past life energy. One of those people I recently lost. This is somebody that I read a long time ago that introduced me to past life energy, like real past life. Like I had a whole glimpse into that, into his past life and what he was like, what he looked like, what was going on here, how it was going to affect his life. I gave him the warnings of what not to do in this lifetime here. But some people, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it. And this person had to figure things out on their own and had to live their life the way that they wanted to live it. And I could not hinder them from doing it. I could not stop them. I tried for so long. I even held the burden of his death on my shoulders because I felt like there was more that I could do. But here's the funny thing. As I gave him his reading, the very first time, I told him about his past life. I told him about the drug use. I told him about, you know, just what his gift was in his past life that he brought into this life without really knowing who he was. This is a blind reading. Someone that came to my table at an event, sat down with me. They gave me $5 for 5 minutes, gave them a quick reading, but got all this information, and it was so accurate, it scared the shit out of him. I also saw above his head during his reading the word redemption. And I had mentioned to him, You are here to evolve. You are here to complete your lesson. It is absolutely important and a must that you do not get involved in drugs in this lifetime. You need to stay far away from it as you can. Do not go down that path here. I can tell them that I can't make them do anything. We ended up having a really, really good relationship with one another. We became really good friends. I considered him, he was very young. So it was almost like the age of my children. So I thought of him in that way as like a child here, mentoring him and kind of, you know, helping him out. I did that for almost a year and a half, almost close to 2 years. And, it was a struggle, man. That was my first introduction into mental health. I mean, I've known people that suffer from mental health issues, bipolar, mood disorder, personality disorders. But this was a little bit different here. So it was a mixture of spiritual energy with, material stuff, meaning, mental issues. And there was days that I would talk him out of leaving. His biggest thing was, I want to leave. I want to run away. I don't want to do this anymore. It's too hard. And I would ask him, what's so hard? What are you running away from? You're not married. You don't have kids. You don't have any bills to pay. Since we met, your life has excelled in so many different ways. You went from making a measly $10 an hour to $22 an hour, which isn't a lot, but for somebody at that age, it's huge. I mean, at 18, 19 years old, you know, to make $22 an hour, that's a lot of fucking money. And he was growing and he was thriving and he was excelling, but he didn't feel that. And there was nothing that I could do, even psychically, to tap in and change his way of thinking. I talked him out of leaving. I calmed him down. I did all that I could do to, you know, to keep him afloat, but it just wasn't good enough. And my sister flew in from Texas to stay with us for a week. And my guides had told me, her departure is going to be bittersweet. And I asked why. And, my friend came into the picture, and there was going to be, they had mentioned that he was going to want to leave as soon as she left. So I was like, fuck. After she had left, everybody fell into place here. The next day he had to go to work. And, it was the morning. It was Wednesday morning. It was September 21st, 2017. I think that's a Wednesday. And I had heard, okay, he's going to call you on his lunch and he's going to say that he wants to leave and this time you're going to let him go. And I said, what? And they said, yes, if you try to stop it, it's not going to happen. You, as much as you're going to want to, you can't. It's going to happen no matter what. If he does not leave right then and there, he will leave the next day on his own and then you will not know where he's at. So I struggled with it. I cried my brains out. I didn't want to let go. I really, really cared for this kid. I still do. He ended up calling me like clockwork on his lunch break and telling me that he wanted to leave and that this time, in his own words, there was nothing I can do about it. As he was leaving and he was backing out of the driveway, it was cloudy. It wasn't raining at that time in Oregon, but it was cloudy. It was getting ready to rain. And I heard thunder and this big bolt of lightning hit the sky right when he backed out of the driveway. And I knew that was it. This is what needed to happen. It was karmic. I'm not going to get into the specifics of his death, but he ended up passing away. He ended up missing as of February 24th and, ended up coming back, we ended up finding out that he passed away a couple weeks ago. And to me, people asked, did you feel that? Did you know? And honestly, yes. The reason that being is, I was so terrified about him leaving. That's why I didn't want him to go and talk him out of it, is because I was worried about what was going to happen to him. And I know that it's not my place and I can't prevent shit like that from happening, that nature's going to react the way nature's going to act. Life is going to go on the way it's supposed to go on. And, but I have to say, honestly, one day I woke up and, out of a dead sleep, and I had mentioned to him, I had said, I can't see your future. And he said, what? And I know it sounds heavy, and maybe a little bit too woo-woo, but I'm going to say it. I told him, I can't see your future. He says, what do you mean? And I said, I just see you walking towards the ocean, walking towards the water, and then all of a sudden, all these hands and arms cover you, so I can't see you. And I don't know where you're at. I can't see past that. Before, I used to see certain things, and now I can't. And he said, what does that mean? And I said, I don't know. This was before he got ready to leave, obviously. I said, I don't know. I said, just be careful. You know, you're not thinking of anything. At that time, he was in perfect mindset. The way that it worked with him when it came to his illness was there would be a week straight that would be fine. It would be dandy. And then the next week would be all over the place with him. And it was one of the good weeks there. And he, you know, was listened to what I said, and took it into consideration. But, to make a long story short, my vision and what I dreaded to happen ended up happening. And, I don't want to get emotional, but, he was such a beautiful soul, such a beautiful person, such a talented, amazing artist when it came to singing and playing instruments. I mean, this kid, one day he's like, let's go get a piano or a keyboard. And I was like, you don't even know how to play it. And he's like, I know, but I'm going to learn. And I shit you not, just by hearing a song, I told him, I said, play the Exorcist song. So I looked up the Exorcist on YouTube, the instrumental to it, the song, and he played it within like 2 minutes. And just an amazing person. Rest in peace to you, my love. I hope that you find that you found the peace that you're looking for, and that you're rested, and that there's no more pain. Yeah. I will never forget you, and never forget the laughter and the good times that we shared, and the life that we lived. In all the fucking, I mean, talk, he was a Leo. I mean, talk about laughing for hours. I mean, he would crack me up. And I just miss your laugh so much. And I miss you as a person. But yeah, that chapter is closed. That door is finally closed. There's resolution there. There's comfort in knowing that there's no more suffering and no more pain. But yeah, it's let's move forward here. Let's talk about, let's get to those emails. I promised one of my listeners, who's actually a fan of another show that I was on, Adderall and Compliments, I promised him that I would read his email out loud first. He was the first one to respond. He was the first one to email me. And his question was, he says that he himself feels him being intuitive, that he thinks that he is, an empath, intuitive, that he possesses those types of abilities. I've seen you all over Facebook, you know, all over Adderall and Compliments, the kitten page, and do see some sensitivity with you here. I think it's something that you're going to have to hone in on and develop and learn how to control and master here. I feel like it's a little bit all over the place. I mean, that's usually what happens when you're new to this here, but biggest advice, biggest lesson to you is to go within and really listen to yourself and what is going on with you. Develop it. Really, really figure out what signs, how it works. Just like Heather, just like me, putting it out there and seeing what your guides say to you. Who knows? You might get it in your, you know, while you're awake, like I do, like psychically, or you might get it in dreams. Other question on that email was, the effects of marijuana on an intuitive, a psychic medium, what, you know, a metaphysical person. Honestly, I fuck with weed all the time. I'm a huge supporter of marijuana. I have grown up with it. My dad is a pot smoker. I love the way it smells. Always have as a kid. The one thing that I do not do is smoke it while I'm giving readings. I think it's very disrespectful to my guides, disrespectful to the client, and disrespectful to me. Even though that, you know, it might be funny or whatever, I just don't get down that way. I smoke it at the end of the day when it's time to relax, right before I go to bed, you know, when it's time to decompress, turn that television on, watch my favorite show, or I'm writing, getting ready for the show, for the podcast, or putting shit out on social media. It really allows me to focus on what it is that I'm doing. Doesn't so much drown out everything. It just allows me that comfort and that headspace to kind of be focused on it and not hear other ghosts coming in or my psychic hits hitting me loud, you know, loud and hard as I'm watching TV or looking at pictures of people. Because again, it's something that I can't shut off. So I smoke weed at the end of the night. If you were in California or you ever came out to visit LA, hit me up because I would take you to my favorite place in Sherman Oaks, California, which is called Buds and Roses. They have the best strains of weed. I've been to a lot of those dispensaries here in LA, and a lot of them give you like a hangover type of high the next day. Buds and Roses weed, for whatever reason, is a very clean high. I do not feel hungover. I can function at 100% the next day here. So yeah, make a long story short again, smoke it before I go to bed, allow myself to decompress. Don't smoke it when I do readings. So yeah, I hope that answered your question. I hope that's what you were looking for. Let's see what else here. Love life. And then I'm going to end out the episode here. Because I think I've gotten too personal. But love life. I mentioned this on Bruna's episode. I am ready for love, you guys. It's been an all over the place type of road the last few years. And I was one of those bitches that would fight tooth and nail when it came to a relationship and say, you know what? No, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. And I have no fucking problem with it. I am my own person. I'm my own best company, blah, blah, blah. All the excuses, the hard ass talks. And that's no more. And I'm going to share something with you. I think I mentioned this on Bubbles and Bitches. I'm going to go into this really, really quick here. I had a dream earlier this year of 2018. My guides gave me this dream. And I say my guides because I spoke to them immediately afterward. I was getting ready for an interview. And the interview was being conducted at a high school in the area, in their gym. It was for a television station. The guy wanted me to meet him there. I ended up going to the high school, checking in. The woman at the front desk said that he wasn't there, but to go ahead and make my way to the gym. So I started walking towards the gym, and I get a phone call in my dream, and it's the guy that I'm supposed to interview with. And he's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm on my way to the gym. Where are you?" The woman said that you weren't here. And he said, "No, I'm here. Come on down to the gym." And I was like, "Is this a real interview?" Because he sounded like he was laughing. It just sounded like a little different. He said, yeah, come on down." He said, "Seriously, we're good to go." And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "Oh, by the way, did you get a chance to look at the box that I left for you at the front desk?" And quick look to my hand. Obviously, there's a box in it. And I was like, "Oh, no." And for whatever reason, I had said, I wasn't sure whether or not I should open it in front of you or what, like if it was part of the show. And he said, "No, open it now." And I said, "Okay." So I opened the box, and in this little white box was a cake, a tiny cake. And on this cake, and this cake was white, and it was covered with red, white, and pink rose petals. And on the top of it, in rose petals, it spelled out the name Mike. And I started smiling in the dream, and I was like, "What is this?" And he was laughing on the phone like he was doing earlier. And I was like, are you fucking around with me? Like, what is this?" And he was like, "No." He said, "This is a real interview, for real." He goes, "But I wanted to get your attention in a different way. Do I have it?" And I was like, yeah, you do. And he said, "Get over here." And then I woke up. And you guys are going to think I'm such a queen and such a queer and so gay, but I woke up smiling. I was, you know, smiling. I was happy. And my guides said, "As much as you tell people that you don't want a relationship and that you're fine being alone, you're not, and this relationship's going to happen." And I was like, with that guy in the dream with a mic, and they said, yes, that it wasn't going to be easy, that he was going to be involved in a relationship that wasn't working out for him, and that it was going to take some time for him to leave this person, and we were going to conduct some sort of business together. And then by the end of 2018, I would be in a relationship with him. It's goddamn fucking October. 2 more months before we're ending 2018. Mike, get your fucking ass over here. But yeah, I am ready for it. I am ready for Mike. I am ready for romance. I am ready for love. As I mentioned on Bruna's episode, I mean, Bruna, you might as well fucking be here. I've been blowing you up so much here. But on Bruna's episode, I had mentioned fucking A. I am so ready for the long car rides with each other. I'm ready to discuss music with you. I'm ready for us to talk about our favorite movies, our favorite foods, the getting to know you phase, the you know, spending the night at each other's places, waking up with each other, doing grocery shopping together, me cooking, you watching TV. Fuck, I'm ready for it. And I'm ready for that feeling. I'm ready for the support. I'm ready for that presence in my life that holds me down, and that I can, you know, fall asleep in their lap and be held by them. I'm always the nurturer in the relationship. I'm always the person that makes things happen and to take care of things. I'm looking for someone to take half of that responsibility. And I'm good with that. I am not being submissive in any way. I'm being a partner. And to me, a partnership and a relationship is 50-50. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for it all. I'm looking for that strength. I'm very picky when it comes to men. Obviously, I'm gay. I'm very feminine. When it comes to my men, because I really feel my past life energy, which I should have mentioned a second ago, but my past life energy as being a woman, definitely resonates with me in this lifetime here. And if you know me, and if you've seen the pattern of guys that I've dated, they've always been straight. Jay's biggest thing is they're not straight if they're fucking you. I've always been there first. I've always been someone that they experimented with for whatever reason. After they date me, they don't date men again. They go back to what they were used to doing. So that's the kind of guy that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a strong, masculine man. Mike. Those of you that know a Mike, I'm accepting resumes for the month of October to make a relationship by the month of November going into December. Who knows? Maybe I'll spend my we'll have our first Christmas of 2018 together. I don't know. But yeah, I'm ready for relationships. I'm ready for the new chapter, a new phase in my life. I'm ready to do bigger and better things. I am so focused on me as a person and my path and where I'm going here. Yes, I'm still feeling raw. Yes, I'm still mourning. Yes, I'm still grieving, but I still have the strength, the will, the determination, the ambition, the drive, the guidance to succeed and not to give up here. But again, I am human and I do have those other feelings, but I'm learning how to kick those to the side here and let my true self take over and just guide me from here. So I know this episode was all over the place and I'm sorry, I apologize for it, but anybody having questions when it comes to relationships, anybody having questions about a past life energy, want to know more about it, definitely hit me up, askinyourhead@gmail.com. That is the email address to submit any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, pictures of people. Email askinyourhead@gmail.com. Sign up for readings at chrismedina.guide. Check me out on social media. Check me out. See what I'm all about. Look at my great posts at, you could follow me at Psychic Chris M on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good shit. So this is episode 7 of In Your Head podcast with yours truly, solo episode, Chris Medina, signing off.